Nehemiah chapter 4. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able, I'm going to read here. You follow along from beginning in verse 15 down through verse 23. And we're going to continue to talk about some of these characteristics of the Christian faith that are so very important for us to learn, to hone, even to define at times what they are and how they apply to our lives. So here we are in Nehemiah and chapter 4 and beginning in verse 15. You follow along silently as I read out loud. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned, all of us, to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass, from that time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. And they which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens, and those that laded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet? Resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, I said unto the people, let every one with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night that they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. It's an interesting passage of scripture, and if you just read through the whole entire book of Nehemiah, it is a wonderful study on the subject of leadership. One of the things that Nehemiah employed as a leader of God's people was that of being resourceful. Being resourceful, basically doing with what you have the best you can. Being resourceful, or what you can get, or find, or do. It's basically having the ability to find, or have quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. It's using your noodle. Yeah, this thing in your head, right? That thing, you didn't know there was noodles in there, did you? It's your brain, okay? That's what they call it, a noodle, all right? So we need to learn as God's people today, just like Nehemiah did. Did he have to overcome some unique difficulties, some unique circumstances? And did he really have a lot of resources to turn to? Not really. So he had to come up with some of these things. And in our lives, in this day and time, there are some things that we need to come up with likewise. And we need to be resourceful as God's people in this time, in this day. So a simple thought, having the ability to find quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. That's being resourceful. If you will, using to the best ability what you've been given or what you have in your possession to produce a positive outcome. All right? If you want to use a secular term, we can MacGyver it. Okay? That was one of my childhood heroes, if you will. The thing that made MacGyver so special is that he would take use of the things that were just around him. And just, you know, make an airplane out of it or a bomb or this or that or whatever, you know. A lot of it, of course, is far-fetched. If you're a Mythbusters fan, they've done several MacGyver episodes. They're like Mythbusters? Yeah, those guys are cool. I do too. They've done several of those things, and some of them were, of course, TV, obviously, but some of them really worked, you know, different things like that. But that's being resourceful. And listen, would anybody in here say, you know what, I don't need to do this because I have unlimited resources at just a snap of my fingers, I've got everything I need to be successful in this Christian life. I don't need to learn to be resourceful. Because if you are like that, please call me if you're online. I'd like to meet you, and I have a couple of requests. And if you're here tonight, I'd sure like to see you after church, okay? Now, listen, so some of us, most of us, we've got to look around and take inventory, if you will, of what we have. And find out the best way to utilize these things. Listen, not for our benefit, but for the glory of God. For the glory of God. Because guess what? We're not our own. We're bought with a price. And the things that we have access to are not our own. They're His. We just get to be good managers. So you could kind of meld this particular characteristic with that of being a good steward. I mean, really goes along with it, doesn't it? Because, you know, a good steward is going to do things with what they have for the glory of God and for His purpose. So a verse that came to mind is one that we've used before. But whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Of course, that's Solomon. And it's speaking of just everything that we have, our time and our efforts and our abilities and circumstances that come into our lives. We should do the best with them, with what we can do, according to God's purpose for our lives. That's being resourceful. Listen, Nehemiah kind of walked into a very difficult task. You could go back and review a little bit in how, this burden is upon Nehemiah, and he talks to the king and you know, he's sad and all these things are happening, and he goes, you know what? Don't be sad. I'll tell you what, I'll finance this thing. I'll get you out there and take care of it. And you go, you say, well, that should have been enough. But when he got there, there was some opposition. Things were worse than they thought that they were going to be. Not only did he have opposition from those from without, he also had opposition from those within. You know, he had some difficulties there and some things to deal with. But Nehemiah took assessment of what he had and what he had to accomplish. And then he formulated a plan and was a resourceful leader and got things accomplished. He just did. That's it. That's Nehemiah in a nutshell. Now, so we need to learn to be resourceful. You understand that we have a real life to live here. And I don't mean that being a Christian is not real. Okay. I'm talking about just our everyday life. Okay. Jobs, families, different things to care for. If you're a homeowner, you have a home to take care of. If you're a renter, you have different responsibilities or whatever the case may be. Vehicles, children, there's all kinds of things that we work in our daily lives. We need to learn to be resourceful. You know what? A lot of times in our lives, we get frustrated with things that we have no control over. We do. What a waste of frustration. You can't do anything about it. So why get frustrated? Now, listen, we can focus our frustration on things we can do something about. That'd be all right, right? Were there times where, if those of you that are familiar with the story of Nehemiah, were there times that he was somewhat frustrated? Yeah. And he said, hey, I got a work to do, and these guys, these enemies, they're against me, and all these things are happening, and this is not working out the way it's supposed to be, and, you know, God's people are still not following the law and following what God wants them to do, and that's why we're in this predicament in the first place. And, you know, he had a bunch of frustrations. You know what he did? He put it into God's hands. One of the things about being resourceful that we need to learn is we got to put it in God's hands. Hey, what about Joseph? Did he have a lot of unusual circumstances that he needed to be resourceful in? Oh, yeah. Listen, we can go back to Genesis and we could read through the majority of it and see, even in, like, for instance, at the culmination of it in Genesis 41, It says the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? Is a man whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, forasmuch as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. Now listen. In his father's house, he was successful and resourceful. That's why his father gave him the coat of many colors, and he had such favor with his father. His brothers were a bunch of goof-offs. You know, they were. And they hated him for it, right? Sold him into slavery. What's the first thing he does when he gets down to Egypt? Makes Potiphar's house successful. And Potiphar says, hey, look, man, you're doing a great job. You are so resourceful. Finding quick and clever ways to overcome these difficult situations. And you're managing my house well. And boy, I'm going to give this into your hands. Well, then that goes awry. Then he goes to jail. And he makes the jail prosperous. And everybody that's in jail is actually happy they're there. Probably not exactly, but they were at least cared for. And the jailer said, hey, look, Joseph, you're doing a great job. I know you're one of the prisoners here, but I'm going to leave these things into your care. And he took care of them. Do you think he was really afforded much to work with? No, he had to be resourceful. But what did Joseph do? He said it was in God's hands. You know, I read through the story of Joseph and I take a look at his comments with Pharaoh. Listen, he's talking to Pharaoh. You understand this, right? One word wrong, you're executed. And you know, the butler tells Pharaoh all about this. Oh, I forgot about this guy. I was supposed to tell you this when I got back here. Hey, this guy can tell you your dreams. He gets up to Pharaoh and Pharaoh says, hey, I heard this. You can tell me your dreams. He goes, no, I can't. Dude, don't say that. I mean, aren't you glad Pharaoh didn't just cut him off right there? He said, no, I can't do it, but God can. See, put it in the hands of God. That's one of the things about being resourceful that we need to learn is that, listen, we need to put this in God's hands. We need to pray about it. We need to give it over to God. You say, but God's given you the things and God's given you the ability. Yes, but don't take for granted the power of God in your life. Nehemiah did not take it for granted. Joseph did not take it for granted. Did they have abilities? Yes. Did they have some resources? Yes. But to be resourceful, they had to put it in God's hands. Over in Exodus, as they're going through the wilderness and putting all these things together, it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given him with Eliahab, the son of Ahishmach, of the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Who did this? God did. He filled them with His Spirit. And listen, Christian, we have the greatest resource within us. But yet, how often do we call upon that? How often do we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit of God? We see in Nehemiah's day, he was yielded to God. And we see in Joseph's day, he was yielded to God. These people and Moses and these workmen that were trying to do the work of the tabernacle, they were filled with the Spirit of God. And they were able to be resourceful in all that they had to do. Finding quick and clever ways to overcome difficulties. And listen, do you think that there was some limit to the resources that they had to use? They're in the wilderness. They had to carry around everything that they had. You understand that, okay? They couldn't miscut a stone and say, "Oh, can we go get another one?" Okay, go down to Walmart and see if they have any on aisle 26. No, they can't. They couldn't do that. All right. So they had to. Yes, they had been given the ability, but they had to be resourceful in what they were accomplishing. You see, in our lives, we're only given so much time. We're only given so many resources. We're only given so many opportunities. And a resourceful Christian will use each of these things wisely. That's the example we see in Scripture. In 1 Samuel, we've read this before, but it says, "Then answered one of the servants and said, 'Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning and playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him.'" Remember, this servant is giving a testimony of a teenager. He was a young man at that stage. This is before Goliath. You understand? But he had a reputation. He was a keeper of sheep. He sat out in the country, right? In the countryside, with a sling and some stones and a harp and a staff and a bunch of sheep. Now that's a pile of resources, right? I mean, he could do anything with that. Well, he could, because he put it in the hands of God. You know, when he was giving his testimony to King Saul, standing there saying, "Hey, I'm going to go fight Goliath." "Well, what gives you the right to go fight Goliath?" "Well, you see, King, when I was out taking care of the sheep, I had all these resources. I had guns, and I had knives, and I had grenades, and I had traps, and..." "No, I didn't have any of that stuff. I went out with my bare hands. And these animals were attacking our sheep. And I took care of them. And I'll go take care of this giant that's defying our God too." "Oh, armor? Swords? No, I'm sorry. Those don't fit what I need to do here. Five stones from the brook will be fine." "Yeah, I like this one here. This one's going to go first." He's just resourceful. Putting things in the hands of God. You know, later on in Nehemiah, in chapter 5, there was a difficulty with the people. And Nehemiah was not afraid to be bold. So in order to be resourceful, not only do we have to put everything in the hands of God, but we have to be bold in our decisions. In Nehemiah 5 and verse 6, it says, "And I was very angry when I heard their cry in these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, 'Ye exact usury, and every one of his brother.' And I set a great assembly against them. And I said unto them, 'We after our ability have redeemed our brethren, the Jews, which were sold unto the heathen. And will ye even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold unto us?' Then held they their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, 'It is not good that you do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen of our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury.'" And then later in that chapter, because he was the governor of the area appointed by the king, he had a portion that he was able to receive. He didn't take it for himself. He used it to help support the people. Now listen, but Nehemiah had no trouble being bold. Listen, Joseph had no trouble being bold. We need to be bold in our decisions. You know, one of the things that makes someone that's resourceful is says, you know what? I'm going to take this and I'm going to do this with this, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm going to create, and this is how it's going to go. You know, a lot of times we're just wishy-washy. We don't make a decision. We don't decide. We don't go do. We say, well, yeah, I should do that, but then we never get around to doing it. You know what that is? That's not resourceful. We need to be resourceful. Hey, putting in God's hands, hey God, it's not so that God can do it for me. Because what did David do? He put it in God's hands, and then he went out and did. What did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? They put it in God's hands, and then they did something. They were bold. King, we're not careful to answer you. No matter what, we're not bowing down to this idol. I mean, you look through all of these examples. David in his life, he made some bold statements and he made some bold things. He did some things boldly and made decisions. God wants us to make sure that we take care of what we can take care of, how we can take care of it, but we've got to act. We cannot just wait around. We cannot ponder things and say, well, maybe I should, or maybe I shouldn't, or, oh, no, yeah, I'm not sure, and all this stuff. We've got to do it. We've got to act upon it. You know, we've got to understand that God wants us to do some things. Over in 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, this king, Uzziah, he was 16 years old when he was made king. 16 years old. Now, that's like Ethan being king. King Ethan back there. Hello, King Ethan. All right? Yeah, Lord help us all, right? Amen. I'm not sure we want to be under that reign, but he might be all right. It says that he did some things. He built Eloth, restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign. He reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. So this is good. He put things in the hands of God, right? That's the first thing we talked about being resourceful. Then look what he said, or what it says. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and break down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod among the Philistines. And God helped them against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt at Gerubal, and the Mechunims. And the Amorites gave gifts unto Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also built he towers in the desert and digged many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel. For he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael the scribe, and Messiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men, of valor, were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500, that made more with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the hosts shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines and invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. His name spread abroad, for he was marvelously helped. And then something sad, till he was strong. You know, just because we can accomplish these things, and we ought to, boldly. But beware, lest you get full of yourself. And think that you've done these things. Remember, it's in the hands of God. But don't let that stop you from being bold. Going out and doing these things, if you will, as the Bible says, we should go out and do exploits. We should be productive. God wants us to be productive. To the one he gave five, he earned five other. To the other he gave two, and he earned two other. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. What do? They did. They did. Are we not commanded to be doers of the word and not hearers only? Listen, a lot of us, we take what we have and say, God, it's in your hands, but then we do nothing. That's not resourceful. We need to be resourceful. Well, one last thing. If we look back to Nehemiah and the things that he accomplished, it says here that they stayed dedicated to the task at hand. They put it in God's hands. They were bold. They went about the work. He came, you know, this particular passage that we just read about, he came up with this idea about holding a sword in one hand and working with the other and making that all work out. I'm so glad that they decided that it was a good idea to wash their clothes. Of course, I would have considered that a weapon. Yeah, I smell so bad, you don't want to come against me. You know, just that's just an extra level of protection, right? Or maybe that extra layer of dirt will, you know, harden and get crusty and kind of keep the sword from breaking through the skin, you know? No, okay. I think when I was a young man, I think pretty much summertime was a free-for-all, you know? I think I wore the same clothes like all week. Didn't wear shoes, you know, that's what boys do, okay? Right? I mean, girls are changing clothes like every 5 minutes. It seems like, but whatever. Anyways, I'm glad they washed their clothes. But here's the thing. They didn't quit. They didn't quit. And a resourceful person not only puts everything in the hands of God, and not only is bold about it and does something about it, but they don't give up. If at first you don't succeed, okay, that's your phrase. My phrase is, keep on sucking till you do succeed. Succeed. Okay, never mind. You know how much I like puns, so there you go. No, but yes, try again. Hey, listen, if it doesn't work out, don't just give up. Try something else. Do something better or improve upon something. Hey, don't just be satisfied with what you were able to accomplish. What did Paul say? I press toward the mark. Don't be satisfied with past successes, folks. Keep on going. Do it again or do something better and improve. You know, all of us are a part of the body of Christ. And we need to keep on going and keep on progressing in our lives. You know, we're supposed to grow. We're supposed to be abundant. We're supposed to continue in many different things. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which is every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working unto the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Supposed to keep on keeping on. Supposed to keep going at it. And that's what a resourceful person does. I mentioned Paul. If you look at his life, I could go on and on about him and how he put things into God's hands and how he was bold and how he didn't quit. He told Timothy toward the end of his life, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. I just wanted to encourage you tonight to be resourceful. Put things into God's hands. Be bold. And don't give up. Don't quit. A righteous man falls seven times, rises up again. You know, maybe we just need to have, we could just rename this as the get her done quality here in the South. Being resourceful. Resourceful believers in Christ.